This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you are able to join us here if you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio here in Keene, New Hampshire tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
I just got up from a nap. Vincent was asleep for a couple hours here before the show. After having returned back from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the seacoast area of New Hampshire, we're over on the western side of the state here. Hadn't been there in, not quite a decade. Been a long time since I'd been out to Portsmouth. And the reason why I went there today, because it's, you know, 2-hour drive. I generally don't like to go out of the way too much. Was court. In my case, not for me, but for Uber Grandma. Now, I don't know how familiar you are with Uber Grandma.
I've heard of her on the Free Keen blog, but not much else.
Yeah, so she is a 64-year-old lady, I believe, who started working for Uber back, I think, in 2015, after or right around the time when the city council there in Portsmouth decided to make it illegal to drive for a ride-sharing service without asking government permission first. Specifically, what I mean by that is they are, you know, they were claiming that you need to, lady or anybody else driving for Uber, okay, yeah, Uber may have its own background check requirements, and they do. They run everybody through a background check. When you apply to Uber, they take a week or two to actually approve your application. You don't get instantly approved. And so, yeah, we know Uber's got this background check, but we don't think it goes far enough. You need to come in here with our government background check. Come into the police department. You need to pay, I think there was like a $25, or maybe it was Austin, Texas, where it was $25. But anyway, there may or may not have been a fee involved. But regardless, there was extra hoops that the government was putting up saying, well, we demand that you do this in order to be able to legally operate as a ride sharer in the city of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And we made some stories about this over at freekeen.com, and also there was this free Uber movement that popped up due to Christopher David, who was one of the Free State Project early movers living out there. He kind of took the ball and ran with it and kind of created this movement going around town and, like, putting up signage around town talking about what was going on and, you know, why this was not right, of, you know, what they were trying to do. The taxi cab companies were, of course, on the side of the government because they hate competition, and so they wanted to keep Uber out of the marketplace, and so they were literally cheering on the government goons in this case. And what ended up happening was, after they had sent out the word that we demand you drivers, you need to, you know, register, well, Uber decided to continue operating in Portsmouth without agreeing to the terms. So anybody who was driving for Uber was effectively doing civil disobedience. And it was kind of an interesting situation because, you know, Uber was actually encouraging their drivers, saying, you can keep driving and we'll pay your fines for you, or we'll hire the attorney that you need, you know, if you get caught for this. So they were backing their drivers up like that. And, you know, I was pretty impressed with that at the time. And of course, we'd been following Uber here on Free Talk Live and how they have challenged so many different governments and their taxicab ordinances. You know, because Uber is essentially, their argument is, well, we're not a taxi company. You know, everything in government has a legal definition. Taxi means something specific. To us, you know, taxi might just mean a car that takes, picks you up and takes you somewhere.
Yeah, yellow cab, yeah.
Right. But, some people would call Uber a taxi service, and it would be okay as sort of like the English language, understandable why someone would do that. They effectively seem to do the same thing, but from a legal standpoint, they're not at all the same thing. Uber is... at this point, at least, they're going to change their business model in the future. I'm not a huge fan of Uber's business practices, but what they do is they're essentially a connector. They connect drivers with riders, sort of like a matchmaking service in that way. They don't have their own cabs, so there's not an Uber fleet. When you're an Uber driver, you don't report to the head office, pick up an Uber car, and then go and drive it. You use your own car. And so, essentially, all of their drivers are independent contractors with
the
Uber.
The only thing they share is just usage of the app.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, they have a certain set of rules and that they follow. They can't have a car that's older than 10 years. And, you have to have insurance and... a valid driver's license.
So basically, it's like sharecropping except with cars and driving.
You could look at it that way, I suppose. And so Uber, they're arguing, well, we're not a taxi company. And that didn't matter to the government. In the case of Portsmouth, they said, well, we don't care. This is a regulation for your drivers, and either your drivers will follow this or we're going to ticket them. And the fines for the tickets were in the amount of $500 for the first ticket, $1,000 for every ticket after that. So anybody who got caught for violating this ordinance was racking up some pretty serious fines, all for the terrible, terrible crime of taking drunk college students home from the bar. I mean, really, that's what we're talking about here is, when Uber comes into a city... There's actually been some people who've looked at some numbers that has found a correlation. Again, correlation is not causation, but they've found a correlation that when Uber comes into a city, the number of DUI arrests goes down. And the suggestion there is, of course, that, well, these people who would be driving home are instead able to get a ride in a quick amount of time because Uber's fast. I don't know if you've ever... ridden with Uber.
Never. No.
But it's pretty fast. I mean, if you're in a big city and you call for an Uber, odds are there's one not more than 5 minutes from you. So in a lot of cases, if you get a cab, it might be a 20, 30, 40, 50-minute, two-hour-long wait, depending on the city and the circumstances. And Uber's just much more responsive, which is, of course, one of the reasons the cab companies absolutely hate them, because they're embarrassing them in the streets. And so, anyway, they're racking up these big fines by going around taking people. It was actually really Uber Grandma who was the real doer, the kind of the leader in this way. She was the first person to get ticketed for it, and they ticketed her, I believe, 7 times since the total amount of times in a 1 year time frame. 7 tickets for driving people and just keeping the streets safer, which is really the absurdity of all this, is that the city is claiming that, we need this extra background check in order to make sure that you aren't murderers, that your drivers aren't going to kill people, which, of course, is ridiculous. I mean, look, Uber does a background check already, so, that's okay. One of the things that was pointed out was that with the government's background check, someone with, a misdemeanor possession of marijuana wouldn't pass. But with Uber, that's not a problem.
Well, and also, by fining them $500 or, $1,000, how's that going to make a difference if they are serial killer or not?
Well, exactly. It's all about the money, right? And, of course, what proves that it's all about the money is the fact that you can legally take someone from point A to point B in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and be a murderer. You wouldn't kill them, but, a convicted murderer who's gotten out of prison, you could go with your car to take somebody from the bar to their house, charge them nothing, and that's completely legal. You do not need a permit. Now, I'm not a lawyer. This is just my understanding of it. You don't need a permit in most places to provide free taxiing or ride-sharing services. Government doesn't care about that. So they don't care if you've got some sort of long rap sheet of violence. That's not their issue. But if you charge somebody $1, If you charge them one penny for that ride, then the government says, aha, we are here to protect the consumer. We are the ones keeping you safe on the roads. It's just such a bunch of BS. So today, finally, after more than a year from her first arrest, or ticketing, she wasn't put in handcuffs, but Uber Grandma finally went to court. And I was there to watch. I got video. I'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free here. bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Got some audio from the courtroom today where I was threatened by a court, not a security agent, but the court clerk. We'll play that for you here in moments. But first, big news that I'm really happy about. We finally figured out, well, actually, we didn't really figure out what happened, but the Tipsy Elf's code is now working. I'd been telling you over the weekend that it wasn't working, and I know it wasn't working because I tried it myself. One of our listeners had reported, hey, the code FTL's not working. And so, you know, we tried to reach out to them, but they were at like a holiday party on Friday, and so it just didn't get resolved. And actually, I don't know on what day it got resolved, but late last night, Mark sent me a message from them saying it's working, and apparently it had been for a little bit. So somebody fixed something somewhere, and now code FTL is going to get you 20% off site-wide over at tipsyelves.com. If you are watching on the webcam, you can see the ridiculous outfit that I have on here tonight. It is the Santa's Little Helper, which I believe is discontinued, so sorry, I don't think you can get this one unless you want to buy it from me, but that wouldn't help Tipsy Elves. They've got some cool new 2016 ugly Christmas sweaters over at tipsyelves.com, and Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but they are serious on quality and construction. In fact, I'm a little overdressed right now because the heat's on here in the studio and I'm getting a little warm because Tipsy Elves is a nice warm sweater. I mean, it's really well made, and they look ridiculous. If you go to tipsyelves.com, you can see the full line of options that they have, which include these ugly, ugly Christmas sweaters for men and women. For men, they also have interactive sweaters like beer pong, where there's literally red Solo cups attached to the front of a sweater, and I think it comes with a ping pong ball that you can throw at it, or a couple of them. They also have a cornhole sweater. They have Christmas suits for men. For women, you can get holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. Plus, they also have collegiate designs that have nothing to do with Christmas. So if you're into college sports, they've got that over there as well at tipsyelves.com. So if you're going to a Christmas or holiday party this year, this is going to definitely get you some attention, hopefully of a positive sort, because some of them are funny, some of them are offensive. And if you got a sense of humor, you'll probably appreciate the products that you find over at tipsyelves.com. And you get 20% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener by using code FTL at checkout. That's where you punch the code in. So load up your cart with whatever stuff you want for you and maybe as a gift for others, and then put in code FTL into the code area, apply that, and you'll get 20% off site-wide. So, you know, even the collegiate stuff, Christmas stuff, whatever. TipsyElves.com, code FTL. We're going to get to the court audio where I am threatened over just recording video in the courtroom. There's a long established process here that I've been doing for years, but they don't know me in Portsmouth District Court, and so this was the first time they'd ever seen me out that way. I'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. It's Ian and Vincent in the studio with you as we continue. We've got Greg on the line in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, I love calling into you guys and battle testing my views. I wanted to basically argue against anarchism and for minarchism on the basis of individual liberty and freedom. Basically.
Well, good news is you've got a teammate on the show here tonight. Vincent is a self-described minarchist.
Very cool.
All right.
Okay, basically, look, I'll start like this. Let me ask you three quick, easy questions about individual liberty. Do you think you should be free to sell yourself into slavery if you lose a bet, let's say, or things don't go your way? Should that slavery be enforced if, you know, you signed a contract?
I would argue that, yes, you should be able to indenture your servitude if it's truly being done by consent and you're not being put under, you know, a threat of something happening to you.
And
Vincent, what's your answer? Let me give Vincent's answer to the question, too, because, I don't know what it is necessarily.
Sure.
I'd say, you know, it's happened before when we actually did have governments. Most of the founding fathers, they were descendants, like third-generation descendants of indentured servants. So even when you do have, like, a stricter government than, say, we have now, or even minarchism, it was possible. You know, what's sort of morally ambiguous for me is, like, permanently. Like, could someone under their right mind actually, you know, actually do that?
Yeah, that is an important question. Is the person under a mindset when they come to that agreement that truly does grasp what it is they're getting into? Or are they three sheets to the wind at some holiday party and you get them to sign something that otherwise they would never do? So I think there are some important questions.
In that case, I think, you know, in argument in favor of minarchism, there can't be like a private, in my opinion at least, there can't be a private, you know, arbitrator for that. You're going to need an impartial third party, some other judiciary, some kind of arbitrator in order to determine that. But what are your thoughts?
Right. So, I think in that one you could go either way, I suppose, if you really care about liberty. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, can God create a rock which he can't lift? You know, if liberty, can you deny yourself liberty for life? But then you get an easier question. What if you don't agree to it, but things just don't go your way, and you wind up having to either starve or sell yourself into, you know, into indentured servitude, basically become a slave? That way, is that society really the freest society? Could you describe that as free? Because, you know, people have a choice, but the choice is really ugly.
Can you give me a more specific example of what you're talking about?
Sure. So what I'm saying is, in society, a lot of people run out of resources for one reason or another. Could be an illness in the family and they have to pay for hospital bills. It could be that things were stolen. It could be anything. It could be a hurricane destroyed their home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these people, I argue, should have a safety net. I think that creates more personal freedom, because I define freedom as having choices in life. And if your choices, if you don't have a safety net, your choice is essentially you have to go and, you know, sell your time, or sometimes you can't even do that. You're lucky if you can scrape by. I think if you have a safety net, you're much more likely to ascend in society and get back and be more productive in the first place. So it's a good investment as well.
Does welfare really bear that out? And, you know, right now, and maybe you're not advocating for the current welfare program, Greg, but, I mean, if you look at a lot of people on welfare, they're just, you know, they're a bunch of mooches in some cases.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and so, you know, they're not actually being helped out of their situation. They're more than happy to stay in that situation, to continue receiving the welfare and, you know, buying crack cocaine or something like that, or methamphetamine or whatever with it, and then, you know, using and or selling it and, you know, using the money for those purposes. I mean, there's all kinds of abuse. I mean, the welfare system is rife with it. But go ahead, Vincent, with your thoughts.
I don't think a safety net necessarily has to be welfare or food stamps, where they're giving people money. They say, here, take this free money, or, you know, take these food stamps, which you only spend on some, you know, X, Y, and Z. From, yeah, and I'm not, you know, I don't think there should be a nanny state, but from what you're saying, it reminded me a lot about workhouses back in, and it's like an English thing. And basically, they just accommodate you. They give you the basic necessities so you don't die on the street. They don't give you money. And that sounds similar to what you're talking about, workhouses.
Now, were those privately run?
No. In the UK, back in, like, from medieval all the way to Victorian, they were government run, I believe.
Because I had no problem with a voluntary safety net, but to force people into contributing to it is my problem. Greg, stand by if you want to continue the discussion. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. More on ride-sharing coming up in moments with the what was supposed to be a trial of Uber Grandma today that I went out to the Seacoast to check out. We'll tell you more about what happened there. Right now, we're going to get back to your calls and thoughts. We have Greg on the line in Brooklyn. We're going to bring him back in a moment. But he was talking about a safety net, and he's making a case for it here. We're going to dig a little deeper. But I want to let you know about HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com are for people who take their own responsibility for their own health care. People who want to avoid the health insurance. You could call it a scheme. I mean, health insurance is so highly regulated by the government that they're not quite arms of the government, but it's getting to that point. You don't actually have to have health insurance, believe it or not. Even under this Obamacare situation that we have today, you can have HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's one of those healthcare sharing organizations, and they give you a proactive health assessment daily, a no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Plus, they've also got a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional that you want. You'll love the service and the price, so go and visit them at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Again, they give you freedom from health insurance at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we go back to Greg in Brooklyn, New York, he's calling to talk about the safety net, as you've described it, Greg. You are somebody who supports this idea. You describe as somebody who supports a small government And Vincent also supports a small government. But just because someone says they support a small government doesn't mean they'll agree on the parts of government that they want to exist or that should be small, so on and so forth. So I'm interested to hear, this is your first time, Vincent, ever talking to Greg. For longtime listeners, they'll recognize Greg as a previous caller. And we've gotten into some very detailed discussions about voluntarism and libertarianism as opposed to a small government and one that provides a certain level of services to people. So, Greg, you kind of had asked us about the question of, people having a safety net. You're saying that having a safety net, and you would describe that as like what Social Security, government-provided health care. What would you consider that should be in this governmental safety net of yours?
Sure. So as you can imagine, I've been talking to libertarians, I've been talking to liberal progressives and a lot of different people, conservatives. At this point, I'm pretty, convinced in my views. So I can answer pretty much any question that you have, a genuine question about it.
Okay.
Before I tell you, I just wanted to address what you said before the break.
Sure.
Which was that, all these people are being forced, the point of a gun may be, hyperbole maybe, to pay taxes into some sort of fund that will then give out this social safety net, this welfare, mm-hmm. Right?
That's right. Yeah, if you don't pay the taxes, men with guns will take your home from you or possibly put you in a cage.
Right. So I have two things to say to that, which are straight to the point. First of all, on the other end of this spectrum, someone is always being forced. The person who is going to get evicted from their house, men with guns will come and evict him or her if they don't pay the rent. And if they don't pay for their health care bills or their food, they will starve. So either way, someone is being forced anyway by the system to do something. You can't avoid that. And I'd rather it be someone who is forced.
No, that's not necessarily true. If they're receiving charitable assistance, then no one's being forced in that circumstance. If somebody's having a tough time and they need help and they turn to a local group.
And if they're not.
Huh?
But what if they're not?
If they're not? Okay, but you were saying everybody's being forced, and I was giving you an example of somebody who's not being forced. Somebody who is receiving help voluntarily is not being forced into doing that. They are.
Oh, let me be clear. I'm not saying everyone is being forced. I'm saying someone.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said everyone was being forced. Go ahead.
Right. So what I meant is, look, I would rather, if I had to choose between a guy who is forced to work a ridiculous job, even though he can educate himself to work a better job, and the job will be eliminated by robots, possibly in the next 10, 20 years, versus having a choice of how many hours he could work or raise his children or whatever, I would rather that guy who has very few options be increased in options by slightly, maybe by a few percent, lowering the yearly income of someone who would anyway be left with a lot of options. And my second point...
Well, hold on. Before you get to your second point... So what you just said was somebody who doesn't feel like or you don't think they have a lot of options due to their economic strata, they should have money transferred to them from somebody who makes more money so they then have, in your mind, more choices. If the person has because you see, from your perspective, this person being given more money who, otherwise feels as though they're stuck in some sort of dead-end job or career, that will give them the ability to maybe look for a better job or, not work for a little while they go and find some better work. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's one of the components of what I consider to be a better society, is to have some money transfer, and people should not be...
But what if that person, instead of using what you... So the person that you're talking about, sure, that person can exist. That person can exist in the welfare system. There are people. What percentage of them they are, I don't know. There's a portion of people who get on the welfare. They use it to help themselves out of a bad spot, and they get off the welfare. Those people do exist. But then there's also a bunch of people who abuse the system, and instead of doing what you're saying with the money, they'll instead put it in their nose or up their arm or whatever. Is that what you intend to see happen with the money? Because that's a choice too, right? Like, that's a choice that they have. If they have enough money, they choose to spend it on vice.
Oh, absolutely not. Of course, there could be requirements, and one of them could be to either be drug-free or go to a rehab center in order to get the money. I am not saying that there shouldn't be any requirements for a person. What I am saying is simply that if a person has the aptitude, say, to go to college, they shouldn't have to work at a job which will be automated away and completely useless just so that you can say nobody has been forced to give the money, because they're being forced right now to do that job. So either way, someone's going to be forced. So I'd rather increase the welfare, the well-being in society. Anyway, you're going to get forced.
Vincent, do you have any thoughts on this so far?
What's your opinion on our current welfare system? I mean, just like in general or in New York or however you understand the U.S.'s current welfare system would be. Would you say that's your ideal or what you strive for it to be in your society?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't think it's ideal at all. We have a huge submerged state with a lot of different programs. What I personally think, I am in favor, basically it boils down to this. You need collective buying power to lower prices for things that everyone needs. I'm not saying that people should be getting cosmetic surgery, but just catastrophic insurance or education for their children or for themselves, is that the basic level should be provided through a single payer. But the people should have vouchers that they should be choosing which school to go to. If there's a failing school, that school should face market discipline. It should be closed. So I am saying there should be competition. I'm just arguing for one thing. I'm saying that there should be funds that have single payer. They buy the services from private businesses. Businesses compete, but some people, if they're drug free and they follow the rules, the basic, you know, they should have a safety net. They shouldn't die. That's what I'm saying.
And do you think this is by having the government help them out by taking these funds, do you think that's the only way that you could provide a safety net for them? Or do you think that eventually under certain circumstances, the market could provide a safety net for them, or even better yet, elevate most people who are, you know, capable and competent, as you say, to not be in a state of poverty?
Well, eventually, actually, it's funny you said eventually, because I don't think so. I think in the 20th century, the market could have provided for them. In capitalism, you need, if the wages are the mechanism by which people are going to get money, you need the demand for human labor to always stay above a certain level. And when you have computers and AI becoming better and better, all these Uber drivers are going to be laid off, all the McDonald's workers are going to be replaced with kiosks, you're going to see demand, just an average demand for human labor go down, and you can see it right now, people moving in with their parents. So no, I don't think the current system will provide enough money for
hold that thought, Greg. You know, we were actually talking about automation earlier this week here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. And join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. We're on with Greg in Brooklyn. We're going to get back into his discussion here in moments, which has covered a few different topics, everything from welfare to freedom in general, minarchism. We'll continue that discussion here with Ian and Vincent in the studio. Our toll-free number for you, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus audio coming up where a court clerk threatens me over which direction I'm pointing the camera in the courtroom. We'll give that to you also. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Now, I want to let you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can join the AMP program for $5 per month, and it gets you perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. There's also the AMP-only Facebook group where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as some of the hosts of the show. So drop on over to AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can get signed up with any major credit card, Visa, MasterCard, right there on the website, any major credit card through PayPal, plus Bitcoin as well. So easy to get signed up. You get perks, and you help Free Talk Live spread the message of liberty and peace as far and as wide as we possibly can. So go to AMP, amp.freetalklive.com, as we go back to Greg in New York. Now, Greg, you've been hitting on, in the last segment, you covered a lot of stuff, and I wanted to make sure we had a chance to continue the discussion. I've been making some notes here, and you were talking about single-payer health care, that you believe that is the best way to provide health care. But at the same time, you said that there should be competition among the health care providers. So what you – and let me make sure I'm understanding you. You know, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to put words in your mouth. So what you were saying was that there should still be different doctors who are sort of operating independently of one another, different health care provider types, nurses, et cetera, who are not – necessarily working directly for the government, but ultimately it would be this single payer, presumably the state, that would pay for everyone's hospital bills or doctor visits. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, for the basic level of it.
The basic level.
right, basic level of education, like we have in our schools, but with vouchers, meaning that the government says, look, it comes to the person, says, you could go to any doctor you wish, and this is how much we will pay for catastrophic insurance, for emergency rooms, because we're doing that anyway, and for preventative medicine, so people are better before they get sick.
So when you say that, when you say the basic level, does that mean that those are only the people who are receiving assistance who have the single payer, whereas like somebody who's more wealthy would not have necessarily the single payer? They would have to pay for their own health care at those doctors and hospitals?
Well, I'm agnostic towards that. I think it's such a small difference, you know, the long tail. How many people, whether we pay for everybody a small thing or whether we do means testing, I'm not here to say whether we should do means testing. I just think there should be that single payer system. And
now, isn't one of the problems with single payer the fact there's only one buyer in a marketplace ultimately? Doesn't that sort of inhibit competition by allowing, you know, the different companies to essentially charge whatever it is that they want to? I mean, we've seen this problem with insurance companies paying far more than what they, you know, arguably could in the free marketplace for various different, you know, procedures and that sort of thing, because the prices are driven up by the fact that there aren't a lot of people who are actually asking for the prices. That's one of the arguments against insurance, is that, you know, if customers aren't coming in, you know, knocking on the door and saying, hey, what does this procedure cost, and getting different quotes from different companies or doctors or hospitals or whatever, that ultimately that drives prices up and makes it, you know, healthcare right, more and more expensive over time.
Right. So, look, you said it yourself. That's not a problem of government. That's a problem of insurance. It's called moral hazard. Anytime that someone feels insured, they're going to take larger risks. They're not going to be as sensitive to price. And
right.
But look, larger insurance companies like Medicare, Medicare is the largest. It gets the best prices. If you look,
well, that's a government program. That's a government program. It's not an insurance company. That's a government program that mandates that they will pay a certain amount for certain procedures. So, are you arguing for central control of pricing?
I'm simply saying this: supply and demand. If there's one buyer, that's the opposite of a monopoly. That's called a monopsony. What happens in a monopoly? There's one seller and prices inevitably go up. When there's one buyer, prices inevitably go down. You can see it all over the world that other countries get paid much less for the
I don't
economy.
See how that is the case.
Simple, because the grandmas don't compete with each other to pay the doctor more for the same service. They all speak with one voice. And you could see that the larger insurance companies get better prices than the smaller insurance companies.
That I've never even heard before, the idea that one buyer would somehow drive prices down. I mean, if the people who are selling the service aren't being forced to sell at a below market value, then why would they? It doesn't make sense. If they know they can get more money, they're going to charge more money, and they know they're going to get more money from the government, because
no,
that's
wouldn't.
Just how it works.
That part's simple, because if you have a large buyer, whether it's the government or someone else, and he comes and says to you, listen, I represent 1,000 people,
mm-hmm.
It could be an insurance company. Would you like them? I'll send them your way. You'll be on the list of doctors, but this is the price. It's not negotiable. Will you serve these people? Yes or
yeah,
no?
So what you're saying is that large buyer, in this case the government, would be forcing prices on these companies. So you're saying they would be using the threat of violence against them in order to bring the prices down. In fact, could bring the prices down below cost and force the companies to lose money. I mean, we see this in Venezuela.
No, there's no threat of violence. You just simply have one large insurance company representing everyone for the basic level of income. You don't have to accept it. You can simply not accept insurance, right? But if you don't accept this insurance, you're going to have to work it out with every customer. Most doctors.
So there are other buyers, or there's only one buyer? I'm confused. Didn't you just say that you didn't have to be with the one buyer, or do you have to be with the one buyer?
There is one buyer that represents everyone. They can use that insurance, right? But if you also want insurance for cosmetic surgery or whatever else insurance, that's your choice. I'm talking about minimum level, the minimum level of healthcare. I'll give you an example. Condoms, okay? Should we subsidize birth control? Well, if we did, then the people who can't afford it right now are the people who can't afford to pay for their children. The state will have to pay anyway for those children. Might as well nip it in the bud, so to speak, before they have the children. It's much cheaper. It actually turns out to be much cheaper to fund the preventative medicine in the first place.
Well, things can be cheaper if people are doing it on a voluntary basis. But if you're if the threat of force is involved, then that throws off all of the market incentive. That's why the communist governments had to use the Sears catalog in order to price, and even then they were still getting it wrong because they were still pricing for a different marketplace entirely. So you know, it sounds like you're talking about forcing prices on these providers, which eliminates the value of actually having competition. So you really aren't talking about a marketplace competition at all if you've got this one buyer that all of these people have to do business with, or else they're, you know, under threat of going out of business.
I want to be clear. There is competition between sellers. The supply side is competition, right? And you can work this out on any individual case. You're a doctor. You finish medical school. You want to have patients tomorrow. You want to get on a list of doctors. You don't want to have to, you know, negotiate with every single person without insurance. What you want to do is simply say, okay, I will accept Medicare, and people exactly do that.
But a lot of doctors don't want to accept Medicare. They're not interested in, you know, taking
that. So they don't have to. But
wait, I thought that there was going to be one buyer in your fantasy world.
Who would they accept instead of Medicare in your society? You said they wouldn't have to accept Medicare in your society, so who else would they accept under those conditions?
Well, Medicare covers everybody, right? So if they did accept Medicare, then they would get people that have Medicare, which is everybody.
Yeah, it didn't answer the question.
If they don't accept that, they can...
It didn't answer the question. Look, Greg, it sounds like you're beating around the bush at a forced system where... And thank you for the call tonight. We can discuss another time if you'd like. But, you know, he's beating around the bush at the idea that government would come in and be the only buyer. He was saying two different things. He was saying, okay, yeah, there's this one buyer, but you don't have to use them, but everybody has to use them. And if you use them, well, then they will offer what they offer for these different procedures, and if the medical provider doesn't like that, well, they can't do anything else about it because there's only one buyer. Or is there one buyer? Because he kept saying that there was a buyer, and then you could also kind of do your own thing.
In my mind, minarchist view, that's not going to happen in a Watchman state, night Watchman state, so I don't...
You're saying that's too big of a state.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3793 for your blog or new business. It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.